Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Pivotal Systems Full Year Results Conference Call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There'll be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star followed by the number one on your phone. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. John Hoffman, CEO. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to speak with you regarding our 2018 results. As we mentioned during our call in January, Umesh Sharma and I will be visiting Australia the week of March 4th. While it's disappointing not to have met our prospectus guidance due to the slowdown in CapEx spending by the strategic memory device manufacturers, Pivotal Systems continues to win market share with both the standard GFC and the high-flow GFC and is therefore well-positioned as the CapEx cycle recovered. In fact, as witnessed by our announcement yesterday, Pivotal keeps winning sockets and taking additional market share, and I will talk more about that later during the call. 2018 represented a year of significant accomplishments with both our products and our relationships with our key customers. The GFC market share growth continued through the doubling of our business with two strategic equipment companies, or OEMs. We currently estimate that our 2018 bookings-based market share for the standard etch GFC has reached over 10% of the available etch GFC market. Successful research and development projects culminated in the continued delivery of new products, including the new high-flow controller and the new flow ratio controller, or FRC. We were notified in the fourth quarter 2018 that the high-flow GFC had passed initial qualification at a leading U.S.-based equipment company, and as per yesterday's announcement, we were notified by the same equipment company that the GFC was approved for new process equipment sales across the entire customer base. This is a significant accomplishment for the company, as we were able to accomplish this with the high-flow product in under 12 months. When we reached the same milestone with the standard etch GFC, it took us 3 years. Also, we received multiple repeat orders on the same high-flow GFC by a leading Taiwan-based manufacturer, as well as a leading Korean device manufacturer, and also one U.S. equipment company. In the area of products, the standard low-flow GFC, commonly used for etch applications, continued to gain market share in leading device manufacturers with the acceptance at two newly built advanced memory fabs in Korea and one in China. At the same time, the high-flow GFC was qualified at two leading device manufacturers and one leading U.S. OEM. The rapid qualification of high-flow demonstrates the close working relationships we have built with our key customers in addressing their requirements. In February, we were also notified that this product, the high-flow product, will continue as now new device manufacturers opening new factories can order it with new equipment. And they will also fully guarantee the process tool with full gas panels of Pivotal GFCs, both high-flow and low-flow for all process. The high-flow GFC was able to meet this milestone much faster than our standard product. And I would like to point out that even though we're suffering from some of the CapEx delays in the industry, what this means is the tools that did not ship at the end of Q4 that will begin to ship here in 2019 will now ship with twice as many Pivotal GFCs in those gas boxes since we're fully qualified. That's important to continue to keep in mind. The recently introduced flow ratio controller, or FRC, received a second order from a strategic device manufacturing partner in late 2018, and currently our sales team is in the process of committing 2019 flow ratio controller revenue from both equipment companies and device manufacturers. This demonstrates our ability to have new product development initiatives adopted by our customers in a relatively short period of time. As we discussed in January, we introduced SmartStick at Semicon Korea. This new concept enables customers to reduce the total material content of the gas stick. In other words, we are able to remove components that are on the gas stick that are required by our competitors' flow control devices. By doing this, we're able to reduce the overall operating cost of our partners while maintaining or improving the ASPs of our GFC. The cost savings are made possible because of the component reductions And this new gas flow approach provides the equipment companies the ability to add tremendous technical capabilities provided by the GFC while lowering costs. Some examples are, because of the size of the smart stick, we're able to reduce the size of a gas box by up to 50%, or 30%, and we're able to reduce the size of a typical gas stick by 50%. This is important because we're able to put potentially gas panels directly under the process chamber in which they're servicing, which is something that's been looked upon as very, very much a want by the industry. In fact, one equipment company executive reviewed it and called the smart stick the holy grail of gas flow delivery when it is coupled with the newly introduced flow ratio controller. SmartStick can dramatically improve semiconductor wafer processing efficiencies, and this is a very exciting time for the company as we once again bring new value to our strategic customers. Overall, Pivotal Systems maintains its commitment to a pipeline of new products as our history demonstrates. We strive to maintain technology leadership that we have achieved in the flow control markets by being the go-to technology partner for both leading device manufacturers as well as leading equipment companies. We believe as the semiconductor industry continues to advance to smaller and smaller geometries, the superior performance of the GFC product family becomes even more compelling and ultimately allows Pivotal Systems to just keep winning. At this time, I will pass it over to Umesh Sharma to discuss operations and finance.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to speak with you again in regards to our 2018 results. In relation to our financial results for 2018, the key points are as follows. Fiscal year 2018, revenue increased 32% to $20.3 million compared to $15.4 million in 2017 USD as a result of increased market share against a challenging industry capex environment in the second half of 2018. The revenue from OEM customers was 65% of the total revenue versus 82% in 2017 and 78% of the prospectus forecast. With revenue from IDM customers, retrofit switches predominantly, being 35% of total revenue versus 18% in 2017 and 22% of the prospectus forecast. This again reflects the slowdown in CapEx spending together with the IDMs retrofitting both the low flow and the neo high flow GSCs in existing factories. During the period, the number of customers that have validated Pivotal technology increased from 13 at December 31, 2017 to 25 customers at December 31, 2018. This exceeded prospectus expectations. Backlog of confirmed orders of $14.3 million USD as of 31st December 2018, anticipated to be shipped and recognized as revenue in 2019. We were disappointed by the industry slowdown that affected our revenue, but we take heart in the fact that we took strategic leading edge market share as reflected in our healthy backlog going into 2019. FY 2018 gross profits increased 106% to US $6.1 million compared to 2017 revenue of profits of $3 million. FY 2018 gross margins improved to 30.2% compared to 19.3% in 2017 via cost efficiencies and supply chain improvements, which were realized broadly in line with our expectation. This compares to the prospectus forecast cross margin of 36.3%, with the difference largely being due to lower leverage on Pivotal fixed manufacturing overhead than expected due to the lower overall revenue realized during the second half of the year. Total operating expenses, including IPO-related expenses, were $10.2 million, up slightly on the prospectus statutory forecast of $10 million, which reflected R&D costs at $3.1 million versus prospectus forecast of $2.8 million, driven by accelerated investment in new products such as the FRC versus the plan. General and admin expenses of $3.9 million versus $3.5 million in the prospectus, largely driven by higher than expected cost associated with IPO thereof being one-off in nature. Sales and marketing expenses of $3.2 million versus $3.7 million in the prospectus, reflecting lower sales commission in the period as shipments were postponed into 2019. FY 18, EBITDA was negative, US $1.2 million, normalized or pro forma EBITDA, which excludes the impact of the IPO transaction and other one-off expenses, was positive, $0.1 million. In terms of balance sheet, at the end of 2018, the company had a cash balance of $17.5 million. The company is debt-free. Inventories increased from $4.7 million in December 31st, 2017, to $6.3 million, reflecting the ramp-up in production capacity and increasing backlog in hand as of December 31st. Receivables increased from $2.6 million to $9.3 million, broadly in line with the increase in revenue. Intangible assets increased during the period as a result of ongoing product development efforts. Liabilities reduced significantly versus December 31st, 2017, as a result of IPO capital raising and associated reorganization of the capital structure. This has provided the company with a very clean and strong balance sheet to support future growth. In relation to cash flow, cash from operation was inflow of $3.7 million for the year, which included the one-off expenses of $0.7 million associated with our IPO and additional $0.5 operating as an Australian-listed company, together with a build-up of inventories associated with expanding production. Cash flow from investing activities was an outflow of $3.8 million, up slightly on the prior year, reflecting ongoing and accelerated R&D expenses associated with new products. Cash flow from financing activities was a strong net inflow of $23.8 million, represented by net $24.8 million as a result of IPO, net of share issue cost, and repayment of the overall debt of $5 million. In the area of operation, headcount at the end of December 2018 was 42 employees, up from 34 employees at the time of prospectus. This is in line with our plan to add sales, marketing, and logistic resources for Korea, Japan, the United States, and Taiwan. Pivotal, working with our manufacturing partner, successfully brought up our new Korean integration facility capable of producing 4,000 GFCs per month. Inherent to our operating model, this facility can scale up quickly to 5,000 units per month, and with 3 months advance notice, 10,000 units per with 3 months advance notice and 10,000 units with a 6 months advance notice. This is material as we are working with the strategic equipment companies to maintain adequate flex capacity to handle growth in future. Further, Pivotal, working with our Korean representative, has bought online our new service center in downtown Korea. This service center is currently being utilized to upgrade and clean GFCs as they come off the warranty. In the medium future, we'll provide new software versions for customers in this facility. At this time, I'll hand it back to John.
At this time, while there has been a slowdown in the semiconductor sector, it's important to point out that the flexible cost model Pivotal has established to be able to react quickly to the changes in the semiconductor industry has become a weapon that we're using. The low fixed headcount model allows us to adjust to changing industry conditions and the needs of our customers and our shareholders without taking on significant fixed costs. Over many years in the semiconductor industry, history has shown that downward inflections are the time to get closer to customers and address strategic technology issues. These efforts will then enable Pivotal to be stronger when the industry recovers. This has been demonstrated once again with the rapid acceptance of the high-flow GFC. At this time, we continue to execute to our growth strategy of 1, taking market share in the markets that we serve, 2, expanding our served available market, and 3, developing recurring revenue streams in the markets that we currently compete in. Previously discussed delays to customer delivery schedules during Q4 18 affected our overall operating results. As discussed in our November 2018 release, postponement of previously planned CapEx spend by major semiconductor integrated device manufacturers, or IDMs, impacted new process equipment shipments, which in turn affected Pivotal 2018 second half revenues. We're currently working closely to better understand expecting spending levels from the equipment companies as well as the device manufacturers. The market dynamics which prevailed in the December 2018 quarter have continued into the March 2019 quarter, as the strategic memory IDMs are still not taking significant new equipment deliveries. It is clear that the equipment companies are focused on actively managing their own inventory levels in light of the slowed CapEx spend by our strategic IDMs. As a consequence, Pivotal shipments to the OEMs remain slow. We expect shipments to recover once the OEMs work through their current inventory late in Q1 or early Q2. Our current expectations is first half 2019 to be broadly in line with second half of 2018 in the range of 8 to 9 million U.S. with a skew towards the second quarter. Based on our current feedback from customers around their CapEx plans, together with our increasing market share, we are currently expecting second half 2019 to be significantly stronger than the first half. We will continue to keep the market informed. While currently there are headwinds around capital spending in the first half of 2019, this is a time our customers are looking for new ideas, like the flow ratio controller, the high flow GFC, and the smart stick. They're trying to improve their own productivity and reduce their costs, which will enable them to emerge from the slowdown even stronger. There's no question that the fundamentals of the underpinnings of the integrated circuit industry continue to be strong and growing. After 30 years in the industry, I can positively tell you that slowdowns will end and companies with the best technology emerge stronger and better suited to take market share. Pivotal Systems is absolutely focused on our customers and providing them with the advanced technology that they require today and in the future. And our goal is to continue to win. At this time, it might be good to take questions.
Thank you. I will just take the opportunity to remind everyone it is star followed by the number one to register for a question today. Your first question comes from Darren Vincent, Shore and Partners. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Amesh. I might just dive straight into some questions around your guidance. Going back to earlier in the year when you were talking about the backlog that had built, I think it was quantified at 14.5 million. Can you just talk us through how that fits into your thinking regarding this first half guidance?
Yeah, Darren, this is John. A couple of things. One is that at Semicon Korea this year, Hynix announced that they were cutting their CapEx by 40%. That was in the third week of January. So since we spoke at the end of 2018, what we're seeing is that spend has slowed even more than we had previously thought. That said, we're getting feedback from equipment companies as well as the IDMs that the spigot, so to speak, may turn on at higher volumes as the second half starts out. We continue to monitor that at all times, and at this time we're taking what we think to be a prudent position in terms of where the first half will end.
Okay. I think you also told us that you expected that those orders would turn into sales by October. Is that still your expectation?
Yes, Darren. Those orders are actually guaranteed to turn to revenue by October based on the typical payment terms and in the purchase orders we receive. So absolutely, yes.
Okay. And you've had ongoing discussions with the OEMs around this to confirm that thinking?
Yeah, we've had no issues in terms of any contrary thoughts along those lines. We're looking at 2019 as being much greater than that backlog, so we don't see any problem with that at all with any of the equipment companies.
Okay. Then just turning to the 8 to 9 million that you've guided us to for first half, can you give us a little bit of a flavor in terms of how you're thinking about the risks to both the upside and the downside around that number?
Yes, I think the biggest risk that we look at is, of course, CapEx spending. We are going with the guidance that we're receiving from our customers, so that cuts both ways. As we've seen many times at Pivotal, oftentimes we believe the number is going to be, let's say, X, and it shows up in the period as 2X. And we have to react to that because once people decide to spend, they tend to spend in packs, and the herd kind of rules. So we have to be prepared for that angle, as well as if this continues to slow, we have to be prepared at that end as well. So So for us, we're looking at it both ways. I think from a manufacturing capability standpoint, we're ready. Obviously, we have inventory, as you heard from Omesh, so we're prepared to ship quickly. I don't know if, Omesh, you have any comments on that?
No, I think you've covered it pretty much, and I think with our Korean manufacturing facilities, we have got the flex capacity, and with any uptick happening in the first half, with current inventory and our safety stocks, we can pretty much meet the demand.
I will say, Darren, that the rapid acceptance of high flow is something we're really looking at. It is something that will potentially bring more business in the first half, and so, of course, the capacity for that has to be prepared. We think that's not a material risk for us at this point, but it is something we're looking at.
Okay. And just whilst you're on high flow, can you just talk us, what's the basis on which the sales into the OEMs will be delivered? And then on sold into the IDMs. Can you talk around that?
So the equipment companies, and specifically one that's one of the larger deposition companies qualified it, and so what will happen is the device manufacturers will stipulate the GFC on their orders for new tools. That company would therefore place orders against Pivotal. You can imagine we're talking already to the device manufacturers that we think is that are relevant in that scenario so that we can be better in terms of our anticipation. And what's been happening, of course, is the device or the equipment companies are not only qualifying the GFC that it meets or exceeds all its specifications, but also it works on their process recipes. Because as they do these demonstrations for the various device manufacturers, they'll be running them on Pivotal GFCs, both high flow and low flow, and they've got to make sure that the results on the wafer are something they can guarantee. And that's significant. When we look at this, that's a scenario now where these new tools are going out with Pivotal products that the equipment companies guarantee, which is very, very important as far as Pivotal is concerned.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'll get back into the queue.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Brendan Kelly, Moelis Australia. Go ahead, please.
Hi, John. Just on the outlook for the market, just interested in your comments around the second half being significantly stronger. Is that reliant on any new wins in qualification processes which are currently underway, or is it based on the existing order pipeline?
Hi, Brendan. Of course, it's both. The order pipeline itself is something where we have high confidence on things where we've already gained that market share, and it's multiple repeat orders, as we discussed, off of the same tool set with GFCs. But also, there's market share gains in there, and the example is this high-flow gain that we've recently accomplished. That, of course, is going to grow. So if you look at 2018, we were able to double by replicating our market share at the leading memory company in the world with probably the second leading memory company in the world. And now if you look at 2019, it's kind of started off well in that on the deposition side for both of those customers, we're potentially able to double our business, right, as we grow those panels from, let's say, half GFC panels into full GFC panels with the new high flow.
Sure. And so just with your high market share at the leading Korean memory vendors, I mean, how does the mix of the business transition into 2019 in terms of logic versus memory, just given that we're seeing these massive falls in the memory CapEx?
Well, as we've seen from various announcements across the industry, whether it's Applied Materials, Lam Research, Tokyo Electron, people are seeing the logic side of the industry staying relatively flat to the 2018 levels. People are talking about the memory side of the business actually going down based on the CapEx spending reductions we've been reading about. The one thing that we find interesting is that even in the Hynix announcement where they talked about their CapEx being off by 40%, there's a bullet in there that said, we're going to continue to spend at the leading edge. And I think they even named the factory, which happens to be a factory Pivotal is qualified in. So we're watching this all the time because, first off, the messages are generally muddled. Secondly, they can change, as we've seen before. So the best way for us to look at this is just having continuous people in these customers' factories, talking to them daily so that we can best earn, learn what we need to be doing in order to capture more opportunity. The one thing that has happened in 2018 is that the new resources we brought online, which were enabled by the IPO, if you recall, were resources into China. We are seeing a massive gain in market share in China for Pivotal already in terms of the forecast. Now, when I characterize massive, it's going from a very, very, very small number into a number that's respectable, and we'll probably talk more about that as the year goes on.
Sure. Thanks for that, John.
Yes.
Thank you. We don't have any further questions registered at this time. I'll now hand back to Mr. Hoffman for closing remarks.
First off, I'd like to thank everyone for being a Pivotal shareholder, and I can assure you the company is absolutely laser-focused on taking new business and winning market share at the leading edge. The relationships that we have in 2019 with all of the major equipment companies, as well as the strategic IDMs, have improved dramatically year over year, and I certainly believe that the successful IPO we had in Australia is a key enabler for that. So we're very much thankful to our shareholders. We're very thankful for our employees for the great work they've done in 2018. And as a company, we're supremely excited about the new opportunities we're seeing in 2019. So thank you very much.
Thank you.